that means something. Because I don't really like actually, sneeze a ton, but I know exactly that's the beginning of a sickness when yep. I sneeze.
Because there's a difference mm-hmm. between like, oh, dust went up my nose and like, oh, my body is fighting something. Mm-hmm. I actually had a sneeze like that today where it's in it. It kind of hurt a little and I was like,
yep,
oh,
yep.
am I
sick? It's when it hurts.
Yes.
Oh, no, totally. I hope you're not.
I haven't actually gotten sick since before I was pregnant. Which this week, this coming week, is a year since we found out that we were pregnant. Because it was like the week of like maternity, the week of Memorial
Day. Labor Day?
Labor Day, yeah.
You always get those two.
I do, I'm bad at that. I do.
I love it. Oh, was that the end?
Well, I thought Casey was going to say something.
No, I was.
Casey looked like she's.
No, I was thinking, I was like, are Memorial Day and Labor Day that much different? And then I was like.
Did you know? Actually, I have history on Memorial Day. I just learned this year. Memorial Day. Well, okay. I should say I got this from a person. Like someone told me this. So I don't know if this is factual or not. So.
Oh, boy.
Audience.
You made it
crowdsource.
Sound like you watched like a documentary or you read it out
nope,
of some sort
nope.
of book.
It was straight from. But it was from Andy Keller and I trust him.
Okay.
Okay.
He said that Memorial Day actually was founded to memorialize World War II veterans. Like it's okay. just solely for World War II, which is interesting okay. because there's already Veterans Day, which
and
is
then,
for all
And then
veterans.
Labor Day is very much like kind of in that same wheelhouse as well.
Yeah. This is what Google says. Labor Day recognizes the contributions of workers in this country in the history of labor in the U.S.
So it's just all workers?
It's not, I guess.
It's nothing war related, I guess.
I feel like it's war.
I don't think it's war.
I think
Memorial
that's why
Day.
I get them confused in my head is because
it's like
it's.
Well, and they're both at the beginning and the end of summer.
It's no.
Oh, what are you going
to
say?
I was just going to say this one gave a little more context and says it roots back to the late 19th century when labor activists pushed for a federal holiday to recognize the contributions of workers, blah, 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 strength and prosperity. So it's really nothing to do with war veterans. It's just a day to celebrate war.
That's why the Mennonites love it.
That's interesting.
Literally. We would make it like our holiday. Like growing up, me and my cousins, we would go to the same beach house every year until we like went off to college. So I always loved Labor Day specifically because we would start school and then like 2 weeks later have that weekend. Mm. And it would be like the official like going into fall kind of. But
we
Memorial
never
Day,
had Labor Day
we
off.
Never did that.
Is this that you're saying it's a really? Mennonite thing? Literally, I don't. That's why I don't know what any of the things are because we never had days off.
I mean, school. Labor Day isn't a Mennonite thing, but she was just saying since it's nothing to do with government or war or anything.
Oh, that's yeah.
A, you know what I mean?
That's just what I was. It was
like
joke.
Pacific. Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, you're like the East Coast Mennonite.
I know. It's like East Coast Mennonite thing, not a Midwest thing.
Oh my gosh. Wait, so you never had off?
We never got any days off. Like
that's so
like,
lame.
Interesting.
You think of a holiday and I'll like
Christmas.
Besides Christmas. Stop it.
the election day.
Besides Christmas and Thanksgiving.
Easter.
Well, Easter's always on a Sunday, homie.
But did you have like the Friday off before? Like
Good Friday?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Ooh. Ooh.
Wow.
That feels like sacrilegious.
We always hosted. I mean, maybe we did, but we always hosted a service at my school that day. Like, that evening.
Okay.
I just don't remember. Because, like, I know President's Day, Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Mm-hmm.
All of those days, we always went to school.
Dang.
And I remember that I always had to miss school because I had volleyball tournaments those weekends because everyone assumed you didn't have school, but I did. So I always had to miss school, which I wasn't mad about.
So you had off, but
I mean, yeah, kind of.
You're like, I didn't have to go.
I know that we have school, but I'm not going.
But I'm staying home. Funnily that, you know, this is an election year, but we would always get that day off growing up.
Election day?
Election day.
What?
Yeah, well, actually, let me preface this. We got it off in my public elementary school.
That's
even
still,
but we did.
So that seems so weird.
Literally, like I remember, like being so excited when my birthday was actually on that day because I didn't have to go to school.
Wait, didn't
but no,
you
legit
go to school on your birthday because then you can be like a big deal to everybody. I know. In your
class. I like the attention.
You're the celebrity that day.
Mm-hmm. I know. But something about it was like, I don't want to have to do work.
Yeah, sure.
I started young.
Well, I'm
that.
Sure when you're older too, it's like, yeah, I don't want to go. I'm when like, you're I'm when you're a kid, your birthday is everything.
Actually, oh, yeah. True. I guess you're a summer
and especially
summer
like if
baby.
You bring,
I would wouldn't
if
know.
You bring snacks in. I would maybe get my birthday like once every 4 years.
Yeah,
I was gonna say yours falls right in line with the end.
We did half birthdays.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, like for that's summer cute, kids, actually. We did half birthdays. But of course, the kids were always like, "But it's not really your birthday."
And you're like,
"Oh," and you're like, "Shut up." Actually, well, here's a summer.
Oh, go ahead.
Controversy. When do you think, like, when is the end of summer for you guys? End of summer, like going into fall. Like, is it a month? Is it a time frame? I know there's an actual date, but like yeah. for you, what is end of summer?
I think it's mid-August because to me it was summer until I had to go back to school, which was mid-August.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So about now.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I would agree yeah. for when I was like teaching and stuff, but now I feel like September is the start of like, yeah. especially once it starts getting cool. Mm-hmm. Like yeah. right now it is currently like 95 degrees outside with like 90% humidity
oh
and
gosh.
It feels like summer.
That's disgusting.
Right.
Yeah.
When does fall like start?
Lol.
I know. I know. I was secretly hoping you were going to point it out.
When is fall again?
When is fall?
Welcome, you guys, to It's Been Forever podcast.
Woo-hoo. Welcome.
Episode 2, season 3. And we're still kind of, you know, getting this in the swing of things. I don't know. I don't even know where I'm going with that train of thought. That's
words
how
may
back,
fall short. Yeah,
that's thank you. That's what
we're
I'm,
rusty.
We're rusty.
We're a little
rusty. It's
been
rusty. Like 3 months. Okay.
Yeah. It's rusty.
It's been a while.
But my name is Casey.
I'm Meredith.
And I'm Kiara.
I kind of want you to say, and I'm Kiara, to like finalize that there's three people. You know what I mean?
What did I do? Go up?
Kind of. Because then it's like, is there someone else?
Okay, sorry. And I'm Kiara.
No, there isn't.
And I'm Finn.
Period. That's I was waiting for him to make his presence known.
Actually, there is a fourth member here with us.
Finn?
You're not pregnant.
Are you pregnant? Mayor, are you pregnant?
No.
I was actually about to freak out for you.
Did you see my guys? Eyes?
Oh, I would be my.
I had so many whites in my eye. It was crazy.
There would be weeping and gnashing of teeth if I was pregnant.
Yeah, it went silent because we both were just jaws on the floor.
I know. And I did this kind of trying to be like, I'm crying.
I mean, no, you I kind of sold that. It.
I, like,
I'm not going to lie.
I believed you, but I was like, wait, how were you being so casual before?
Yeah, in case you didn't know, I was an actress. I was in theater. Okay. And so I'm like really good at acting.
Yeah. Have you ever seen Little Women?
Little
Women, I was Meg.
Yeah, through a small two-year college production.
Oh, man. Yep. You may have heard of it.
You may have heard of it.
I know there's somebody out there that has.
It's a big deal.
Mayor, I was going to actually freak out for you and send you prayers.
That was wild.
Good delivery.
Like, I was like, no way.
That would be insane. But no. Anyways, just three of us.
There's three.
And Kiara.
And me, and I am not pregnant. So just to confirm, the one non-mother. No, thank you guys for giving us love on our first episode back. We got some people saying that they've been missing us chatting on their Wednesdays.
Yeah.
So we're back, baby. We're back. And we're not going
like,
nowhere.
Maybe you're like, what are you still doing? I don't know. Honestly, we're just having a good time. And
Even if we have zero listeners, we're here. We're going to still chat.
Yeah.
And so we have a fun little episode
for you
today.
I know we'll always have three listeners because our moms will always be faithful.
Yeah.
This is so true.
Thanks, Mom.
Did I tell you guys my dad was like, who even listens to that?
Are you kidding me? That is
like,
so rude.
He was like, do people listen? I don't think he meant it like that rude, but it was one of those like, do people listen to that?
like, Dad, actually, please keep that in, like, to yourself, please.
Yeah.
Which is funny. I actually get, it's like the one way, like, my friend Michaela from Denmark, like, she stays connected. She's like, literally, like, guys, we're, like, she's waiting on Wednesday. She listens to us on her commute into the city. And so she's been waiting for us to start back.
Yeah.
We are her entertainment.
Well, here we are.
We're here.
Here we are. So shout out to you, Michaela. Yeah.
And Casey said she's had a running list of things that she wants to go over with us. So we're going to dig into it.
Totally. And I don't know about you guys, but not that I haven't been communicating to you. Obviously, we text and we snap all the time. But there's certain things that I try not to talk to you about because I want to talk to you about it on here. So I've just I decided I'm going to just compile a list. And this really kind of scratches the surface because I just started thinking about writing things down.
Yeah.
Like a couple weeks ago. But I just, there's things that I always want to talk to you about, but I want to talk to you about it here because I want to like hear your reaction. And I think other people like when you react to things. Yeah. So before we do that, I need to talk about your name, Meredith. On,
oh,
okay. So on our platform that we record these, we can name ourselves, and Mare's is Butter Pecan Lame.
Yeah, I was wondering that too.
So I'm going to start off by saying yes.
Okay, cool.
I think it reminds me of 80-year-olds ordering ice cream at the fair.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I what I'm hearing from your name is that you think it's not lame and you want us to validate that it's not lame because you're into it.
Yeah, that is a great speculation. I will say I agree that when I think of butter pecan, I think of like what my dad orders. And my dad is like 56, 57. Like, and he's like a grandpa, you know, he's like, you would see him be like, oh,
he probably gentleman. Likes butter pecan.
He probably likes butter pecan.
You're old, according to Meredith.
I mean, he is. He even would say it. He even like makes noises like when he stands him, up and sits like, down.
Wow, he's an old man.
I'm That's what you crying. Get for thinking this podcast is lame, well, Dad.
Here's the thing. Butter pecan is the only time that I think about it is in ice cream form.
100%.
And that feels fishy because why are you only like the only time we talk about butter pecan
not eating
is
like
ice cream
swimming in butter.
No.
It's just so I will say I know that it's lame, but it's so good. I love like rich creamy ice cream just with a gentle like it's like a soft crunch of the pecan. You know what I mean? Like when like as a kid I didn't like it, but now it's enjoyable.
I'm not
I did
on
have
board.
Some before this, so that's why
oh.
It's my name. I went to the grocery store and got some tonight because I just wanted it.
They sell that at the store? I don't even know if I've ever even seen it.
That Blue Bunny.
A little
Blue
diabolical.
Bunny brand.
Blue Bunny
oh
would
my
sell
gosh.
That.
Yeah.
Do you remember when I worked there?
Oh my gosh.
For like a semester.
Bunny? She was
a
taster.
Yeah, I was a Blue Bunny. I was a taster.
Oh yeah.
I literally, guys, let me, this is probably one of the top tier jobs I've had just because of how random it is, but I would literally get paid to go to the Blue Bunny whatever factory and test all these ice creams, and it would be like you're going in and taking the SAT. Like it's like booths, it's kind of like intense, and they're like, you can't talk to anybody. They're trying to keep it like Tom Singer, right? But then they just like give you a little bit, you taste it, and then fill out a questionnaire, and I would get like $50 a session.
I love that. Yeah, I'm so that job.
I don't know, to be honest. I like
Blue
I
Bunny
genuinely
factory-
don't know.
For listeners, was in like the town, like 20 minutes away from where we went to college. So like if you have Blue Bunny in your grocery stores, it could come from Lamar's, Iowa, which is kind of
cool. Lamar's, Iowa.
No. I mean, it's cool if you're from there. Otherwise, it's like, oh, weird.
I mean, it's like growing up near Hershey, Pennsylvania, where it's like, oh, that's where the Hershey candy bar is.
Fair.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's that same realm.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Well, you know what kind of ice cream? This is kind of going off of a tangent, but I'm going to die on this hill. The best ice cream out there is the Ben & Jerry's The Tonight Dough. Have you guys tried that?
I have. I feel like.
Are you not a fan?
I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan.
Okay.
I just think there's better options.
What is on your top? Mare is obsessed with butter pecan. We've learned that now. She obsessed.
I wouldn't go that far.
She actually won't
I like
shut up
it.
About it. All she does is like, butter pecan, butter pecan.
This is actually going to be a butter pecan podcast.
I think that Like, I'm just a sucker for chocolate ice cream and brownies. Like, I just feel like that's good every time. I don't know. I feel like the cookie dough, because it's like in the center, right? The tonight dough.
I mean, it's like chunks in there.
Or maybe I'm getting confused with the, like, because there's one that's just.
Are you thinking about half-baked?
Maybe. It's just something in the center that's just cookie dough. And I'm like, okay, but where's the ice cream?
It's not that one. It has cookie dough in it, but it's like not a chunk. It's like brownie bites, chocolate.
Is it vanilla ice cream?
The base is like a chocolate.
Well, then obviously I don't know what I'm talking about, and I will try it and report back to you.
I'm very curious now.
Don't even listen to my review.
Have you guys ever had grape nut ice cream?
That's what? Made up.
Okay, so
grape
in
nut.
Yeah, so just
like
hear
the
me
cereal?
Out.
Cereal.
Yes, listen, hear me out. So in like our family, at our family gatherings growing up, and even still, they will make, like, my uncle will bring like an ice cream maker and they'll make homemade ice cream. And one kind that they make is grape nut. So they'll put, I think it's like a, I don't know if it's a Pennsylvania thing or a central Pennsylvania thing, or if like any other listeners out there have had grape nut ice cream, whether you live in Pennsylvania or not. Let us know what you think of it. It is actually so good. Grape nuts as a cereal, icky, really crunchy, hard, hurt your teeth.
I don't
in
mind
ice cream,
them.
They're the right consistency. They're like that, like kind of soft, and it makes the ice cream just ever so like sweeter than it already is. It's
you
really
know,
good.
I'm looking up a picture of what it looks like, and it looks super familiar.
I mean, is it just ice cream with grape nuts in it?
Yeah, it
I mean,
kind of,
but it has a
if
certain.
If you are a texture person, you might not like it because it's like mushy grape nut lumps in it, you know? So some people don't
really
like it because of that. But I like it. That's
my
favorite kind of ice cream.
Loves grape nuts, so maybe she could like make some.
Well, let's
honestly,
ask Kathy.
Get some vanilla ice cream, get some grape nuts, mix it in a bowl. That's grape
good
nut
enough.
Ice cream.
Okay.
So,
good. All right. Yeah. That's funny.
There you have it.
Okay, well, without further ado, let's tackle this list, you guys. I think I have like 6 things that I want to discuss. So some of these are more of like, I'm just going to tell you this and then you're going to be like, really? And then that might be the extent of it. Or we might just like go hard into it.
Okay.
So the first one is more of something that like a concept that I think about a lot that's a word that's either made up or my family made it up type of vibe. And I think the best person who embodies this word is Meredith. And I don't know, Meredith, if you know what word I'm about to say.
Oh, I absolutely do. Is it two words smushed together?
Yeah.
And they both start with R?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm crying.
Would you like to tell them what the word is?
I would love to. Okay. I would be. I'm obsessed with telling what it is. It is the word ramrod.
That's correct.
Ramrod.
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 So, I don't know if this is a real word. I don't know if we made it up, but I feel like it needs to catch.
Made up.
It probably is. But I feel like it needs to catch on.
I actually think.
Is it a real thing?
Well, I've said it before in certain contexts. Oh no, it's fine. And some people have taken it in a naughty direction.
Oh.
But when I look it up, noun, a rod for ramming down the charge of a muzzle-loading firearm. Verb, force a proposed measure
go
to
be Urban Dictionary.
Or completed.
No.
Quickly.
Don't go to Urban Dictionary.
Yes,
I mean, no, because
I'm gonna,
I think that's more accurate.
Read
I'm going to read it, okay?
Okay.
It's fine. It really is.
Oh, okay.
It is
it is
a term.
It, really is.
It is, though. Ramrod is a term used to describe a person who takes responsibility for accomplishing or ruining things.
That's not what mine says.
Wait,
my
ruining?
Dictionary says verb.
This says running. Just kidding. I read that so wrong.
Kiara.
I can't read.
And again, this isn't, it doesn't, is okay. Cut this if it's naughty.
Okay.
Verb, to ram some sort of long, thin, fairly cylindrical object into some sort of opening or hole. Can have sexual connotations.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh! Maybe not then.
Okay, don't scroll down more because there's worse ones.
Okay,
so.
Great.
There is. So that was irrelevant.
Just take all those definitions and just throw them out of your head. Because let me tell you what I mean by when I say ramrod. So my mom has often used the expression, you're like a bull in a china shop. And I think if you have this imagery of a bull literally running around a china shop, it's like knocking over cabinets and everything's breaking and just it's just chaos.
I will say that's a fairly familiar phrase. Yes. I think people know that. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So when you say that someone is a ramrod, you're essentially describing them as this bull in a china shop, or that every decision they make is just extremely irrational or not thought through. And so then they just start doing things that is causing just absolute chaos for zero reason because they're just not slowing down to think about, is this a good idea?
That's a good way to describe it. In our context.
And one time my mom called Meredith a ramrod and she was like, what's a ramrod? And it has literally been the funniest thing ever, and Mare kind of embodies a ramrod. But it takes one to know one because my mom is also a ramrod.
Yeah. We're kindred spirits.
Yes.
Kindred spirits.
But just if you see somebody who's just like, what are you doing? They're a ramrod.
The amount of times in like a week where I'll do something and like something stupid – and once I realize it's stupid, I'll think like, man, if I would have had someone with me, they would have been like, why did you just do that? You know?
You do. You have a husband. Noah doesn't shoot you straight.
Sometimes you are more of a ramrod when you're alone. And you need that filter with your super nightmare.
Mm-hmm. Well, because I also thrive in under stress. Like I'm a procrastinator, so I get stuff done.
Under the wire.
I was just talking to my mom about this. Yeah. And so, but that often leads to like, I'm just doing things because I'm task oriented in that moment. So I do this, then I do this, and I do this. Yeah. And one of those is usually done a little messy.
Yeah. But it's done.
But it's done.
I mean, the memory I have in college is there was one night you were like looking through one of our closets and you like busted in the door and like you were running to something. You're like, oh, I see what I need like on our, like on the top shelf. And you like stood up like the bottom shelf and it completely like broke. And then you were like, ah, I don't have time for this. And just like grabbed the shirt and left. And then we were like, okay, I guess we'll fix the closet.
Yeah. And then we had to go to like Walmart to buy some like extra parts because you like snapped something.
But that moment was ramrod because it was like, okay, yeah, that's going to be a mess for later.
But it's not my mess. Say yeah.
I'll do that later.
No, I won't. Bye.
Oh, gosh. And I think at that moment, that's when Casey was like, ramrod.
Oh, yeah. Man. That was a perfect example. Yeah. Perfect example. Anyway, make it a thing. Catch it on. Such a ramrod.
Yeah. Okay. I like it.
Okay. This next one is a factoid to blow your mind.
Okay.
And you might know about this already. I didn't. I don't know if there's tons of things to discuss, but I have like an offshoot thing that I want to talk about after it. So I was watching a TikTok, as I do, and there was, I don't remember who this person was, but he was a guy talking to his grandma, and his grandma was telling him, oh, my friend just got a diagnosis of cancer. It's a bummer, sad. And she's like, you know what? It probably has something to do with all that Lysol. Okay, not what you're thinking, all right? He was like, okay. What do you mean? Like, was she like inhaling it? Was they using it like a drug? That's where my mind went, right?
Yeah.
And she's like, no, they actually used to advertise it as a feminine hygiene product. So we sprayed that in our underwear all the time.
What?
Mm-hmm. Wait, get out.
No. And then I looked it up. He's right.
No.
Lysol used to be a feminine hygiene product. And now you're spraying it all over in your room because you're like, oh, I need to clean out. They used to spray that in their panties.
Oh my gosh.
Oh wait, that's actually wild.
It's like bleach.
I know. See, I don't know how much the formula has changed over the years, but like the concept of it.
Yeah. Like the antibacterial. Yeah. There's like no way that is balancing your pH.
No.
It's probably causing more cancer. Problems.
Cancer.
Well,
obviously cancer.
So what he said, in this video that I thought was just hilarious was like, so us Americans just were like, when they decided to do a complete 180 from feminine hygiene products to the sanitation and cleansing, like, portion of advertising, we were just like, all right.
Yeah, I want to know what that looked like.
Yeah,
same. I do too. Like that genre shift. Mm-hmm. Was it as pivotal as Taylor Swift's genre shift? Her genre switch from like country to pop? Because that feels more. It feels more extreme than that. Oh, it feels and no one talks
way
about it.
More extreme than that. So anyway, I found that out. It ruined my day, and then I wanted to tell you guys about it. So I'm telling you now. But then my offshoot off of this is I've always felt this way about Summer's Eve's product, but not to completely call you out, Kara, but you were like a big Summer's Eve's girly back in the day.
Oh, I really was.
Honestly, I think a lot of us were. I was too. I don't, it's okay.
I won't even lie. Man, I haven't thought about Summer's Eve in forever.
I know, but I guess this is kind of like a PSA. Like if you're using Summer's Eve,
stop.
Please stop.
Just don't, apparently.
Like, it is. Your vagina is a self-cleaning organism. Get out of there. Just leave it alone.
Use water.
Get out of there.
Clean it out.
I mean, don't use Lysol. Absolutely. But that's
like traumatizing to think about.
No.
Yeah, actually.
Spraying that. I was actually, while you're talking, looking up an article. And like not only the fact of it causing cancer, but it says like hundreds of people died from Lysol exposure because some people were using it as birth control because they knew that it would
spermicide.
I think so. Lysol might have been corruptive to the sperm, but it also damaged tissue on the inside of the woman. And in fact, the Lysol used back then was far stronger than our Lysol today.
Stronger?
What?
You can stronger. Tell Lysol a mile away.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Oh, wow. Wait, this is crazy. It was first pushed as a germicide good for cleaning toilet bowls and treating ringworm, and then it continued into being a disinfectant and then a safeguard for women's dainty feminine allure. So it's had a whole string.
Lysol's had a moment.
Yeah, Lysol has a moment. Which is so sad because actually when you look at like, especially the 60s, a lot of, like, birth control, like, pushes on women. Like, now, like, people and, like, people's kids. It's, like, the mom's kids now are, like, struggling with getting pregnant because of things, like, back in the day were, like, you need to take this. You need to do it. And now people are coming off of all kinds of birth control and are dealing with so many, like, bodily things, mental things that it's, like, it shouldn't have been the case in the first place. But
yeah,
that's a tangent. Yeah. But the Lysol thing is, like, oh. And honestly, probably some of these women were probably doing it because they were wanting to use it as a form of, you know, birth control.
I mean, like, if people tell you, it's going to, like, make you fresh. So you're going to
Well, and, like, let's be honest. That's cheap birth control.
It's true. $2.99.
You know? $2.99.
It was probably
$1.99.
Yeah, true.
Probably 69
cents. That's crazy case.
I know.
I did not know that.
But I think Summer's Eve is the modern day Lysol, so please stop using it. It doesn't balance your
anything
pH.
Aerosol.
It doesn't
don't
balance
use down
your
there.
pH. Okay, get out of there.
That's so funny. I would.
I know.
Spray that ish.
Okay. Do we want to move to something a little more lighthearted, or do we want to kind of keep this tone?
I'm indifferent. I like the tone, but I could do lighthearted.
Okay.
Same.
Okay, this is kind of not lighthearted, but anyway. So there's been a trend on TikTok about age-appropriate casts for what people are actually portraying in shows.
Oh, yes.
And one of the shows specifically that is just the biggest jump scare is Pretty Little Liars, which this affects you specifically, Meredith.
Yeah.
So they will show, whoever's following this trend, they will show pictures of what that actor looked like playing this character and then what the actor actually looked like at the age that they were playing.
Oh, no.
I'm scared.
It is horrible, you guys. It is absolutely horrible. So Lucy Hale, you know, plays Arya.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
She was 20 when she started the show.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and she was meant to portray a 13 to 14 year old girl.
Are you kidding? 13? I think she's in high school.
Okay, well, 14, is that high school? 14 is high school. Maybe 14 or 15.
I think 15.
Okay, not much
even
better.
Still,
not
much better. Still,
not much better.
Also,
but,
dating a teacher.
Okay, yes. But it, right. Literally, right. She was dating a teacher.
She was underage.
And like a 15-year-old dating like a 22-year-old, 23-year-old.
Yeah. Ew, shame on you, 22. Shame on you.
Shame on you, Pretty Little Liars.
Wait, yes. Just shame on everyone. Us,
well, because they like, glamorized like affairs.
How dare her
and
parents
sleeping
not
with,
like this?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Just like I just sat back and I thought about it and I was like, there was a reason why my mom was like, I don't know about the show. And I was like, Mom, it's not that big of a deal. And then I'm like, ew, gross. Yeah. What is this show teaching young girls who are watching it?
Oh, it's true.
Another crazy thing, though, about it is that why can't I think of her name?
It's just A. Ouch. You mean A or Allison?
Allison.
Okay, Allison. Okay.
She was actually 12 when they sharted. Excuse me. Sharted.
We are struggling. That one took the cake, though. I'm not going
to say that was the best one.
What an age. I meant
oh when
they started.
Oh, my gosh.
Not... Anyway.
Wait.
She was 12 when they started filming, and she was portraying a 14-year-old.
No, she wasn't.
Look it up.
No way.
Look it up. And she looked older than all of them. And she was the youngest one there.
She looked the most mature.
Yeah. It's actually crazy that
she was 12.
She was
way younger. She was
That's
way
crazy.
Younger. Also, I think Spencer.
Spencer was old.
She was old.
She was like 30 something.
Yeah, she was like old. Which like, yeah. She looked good also though.
She looked good.
And I'm like looking at
I know my researcher
like the cast
over there.
Photo. Yeah. Got a type over here. I mean... Yeah, Spencer, you can kind of tell she's older. Honestly, Shay, I can't tell where she falls in line.
She was kind of, I think she was like 18, so it wasn't that far off.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shay Mitchell, yeah, even today, she could be 20, she could be 40.
Totally.
And I believe either she just one. Has
she's that probably kind one of the most face. Stunning people I've
I remember
ever seen.
Absolutely. Like staring at her skin in the show and just being like, how does it how? Look so like just
yep.
airbrush
and just
yes
yep.
It always looked so good
and her in you same thing like she's just beautiful.
Yeah, she just looks good.
I also like age appropriate cast kind of like thinking in that realm, how are they wearing what they were wearing in that show? Like they were like dressed up every single day wearing these like I want you to go back and look at some of their outfits that they're wearing. There's no reason a high schooler should be wearing some of those outfits.
Is it like risque? Yeah. Is it like they're
well,
showing
it's just,
off
they're
their
just
body?
Like are dressed to the nines.
Yes.
And like think
oh
about,
yeah
which
like this is not realistic.
My high school we weren't allowed to wear like
we weren't allowed to wear sweats or yes. jeans with holes.
But like nowadays, like kids in high school here, like that's all they wear.
Yeah,
it's I
like,
know.
It's like sweats, leggings. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like the
but
pajama
these kids are
pants
dressed.
Trend. Like yeah. guys, stop wearing pajama pants. You look so sloppy.
Okay, but like but I want to wear the pajama pants outside.
Do you remember that guy in college?
I want to wear it.
That we called pajama pants. Because he wore the same pajama pants every single day. They were like red.
In Heston?
Actually,
yes.
actually.
Northwestern.
We're like,
actually,
oh, look, there's pajama pants. No, this was at Heston. They were red.
Don't remember.
This is at Heston.
Yes. This was
and it was like that red and black.
Yes.
Like
yes.
The Christmas pattern.
Yes, the Christmas pattern.
Like buffalo plaid?
Oh, is that what it's called?
Is that what it's called?
I think so.
Then yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm going to agree
Wait, buffalo
with you.
Plaid.
I don't know what buffalo
yes.
plaid is.
Yes.
But
I mean,
literally, he wore these pajama pants all the time, and we would be like, dude, why are you always wearing those pajama pants? He goes, they're comfy. I think he only had one pair, so he's wearing them all the time. So this was
I think
disgusting.
He woke up and just walked
I hope
across
he used some
campus.
Summer's Eve, so he didn't stink.
He probably sprayed some Lysol as perfume.
But remember, we used to call them pajama pants. We're like, oh, there's pajama
I know.
Pants. Even
I know.
If he wasn't wearing them, we'd say, there's pajama pants. But now people are like, it's a vibe. Like it's just like you don't really want to get ready for the day. They're treating it as the new sweatpants.
Yeah. Also, do you guys remember when like hoverboards were so cool? But
oh
now
gosh.
Like 5-year-olds get them for Christmas. You know what I mean?
Like, wait, are they still a thing?
My niece got one for her birthday this summer and I was like, oh my gosh, like like, I nine forgot about years them. Ago?
A, or like B, do you remember they got banned from campus because people were like writing them all over in like classes and stuff?
Oh my yeah. God.
Were they banned?
Yeah, they got banned.
No way.
Yeah.
Those things like weren't cheap too, were they?
No, not when like they first came several out. I think they were really dollars. Expensive.
Oh my gosh. There's a guy that would ride around the office here on the hoverboard.
Really?
He didn't last very long, but it was
he
funny.
He didn't last very long.
We would always be like, okay. He was beautiful though, if I can say that.
if I can say that, no.
Going back to the age appropriate real quick, yeah. I do think there's a weird, I don't even know if it's a trend or if it's just the older you get, the more you look at people like when they're younger, when they're like, especially in like the 10 to 15 range, and you're like, there's no way you're this old because you look like you could be 25. I had this moment the other day. I went to dinner and I was like complimenting like a girl. I was like, yeah, like, what do you do? And she was like, I'm in 10th grade. I was like,
I babysit sometimes.
I literally was like with my drink. I was like, yeah, you're so cute. Like,
I walk my neighbor's dog.
Yeah.
That is
I'm
so
a student.
Funny.
I'm a full-time student. Where? At the high school. Oh. I was like, got it.
I'm really excited. I get to go to prom this year. It's a really big deal.
That was the energy. But I felt so embarrassed. But I'm like, there's just no way. But women now, women, girls, literal women. Girls, not even women yet.
Little women.
But they're,
they look
they're
like
also-
women. <Don't play. laughs>
That was good, Kate.
Thank you.
That was good. Also, don't forget, I had a leading role in that musical.
I defy
you. Oh my gosh. I don't know
we
why
have to
I
post
even
a
did
clip
that.
From that.
Oh,
I
we
have,
do.
I have a recording of on my phone. We have
dude,
to post
oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Oh, my chair broke and I fell.
I thought you like peed.
I know, me too. I was like, I don't know what this O is. So to give you a little, just a little insight, listeners. So Mare and I'm going to say Mare and I because, you know, we were in Heston College's Little Women musical. Case, you weren't in
no,
that.
No, I have better things to do with my life. Get out
Case
of here.
Case thought it was so lame. I remember we were like, Casey, are you going to audition?
I'm actually
she was
crying.
Like, no.
We're like, why would okay. I do that?
Let me say this, though. I'm not hating on musical theater. I actually love musical theater and acting and plays and all of that stuff. I was hating specifically on this play at this time. And I just want to make that known. Anyway.
This is true.
My chair
this is true.
Double break yeah, at any right. moment and I can yeah. fall. But I have no other option, so I'm gonna keep sitting on it.
Just keep sitting with the broken chair.
You could go floor gang.
Well, then I gotta change my setup and
Here's the thing though. Sorry, not to go back, but I'm going back. Is it because there's a massive like push of like influencers and it's like you have to buy the product and do the thing and it's like
wait, what are you talking about
going no, back to the age appropriate
okay.
the age appropriate whatever
keep going
okay.
back
but like,
and I'm not sure where we're going
well we're going yeah. back to the
we've been
to
a lot
point
of
at hand
we've been a
we,
lot of places
we're over here when I'm trying to bring it back but I do also think there's just a massive push to like buy more things to do more things to yeah. like this is the foundation you need this is like the makeup you need and like you absolutely. Don't need to be putting on makeup as a 10-year-old
yeah
like well, you just don't just go to school
I will say and- like back in the day when we were going to school ew, I even hate saying back in the day because that means
I know.
Like we're like it's, old but whatever I'm gonna disgusting. I'm gonna carry on with what I'm gonna say we had like Revlon and CoverGirl and like just the basics yeah. and then people started coming out with like really cool makeup like Fenty like kind of changed the game a little bit and then things started becoming a bigger deal
shout
and
out
then
Riri.
Like the like luxury makeup lines started to become a little bit more accessible with stores like Sephora and Ulta and now everyone can just kind of buy all these things where
but
I feel
even like
it,
drugstore makeup is getting good.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Like Elf is pretty good.
I know.
NYX.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
But it's like, not just like that
day,
orange.
It used to be
we had
terrible.
Just that orange tube of CoverGirl and uh-huh. that was the best uh-huh. mascara.
Oh, it was.
Fine.
I mean, I'm not even gonna lie to you. Is it in my makeup bag right now? I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
It's just good.
I'm not
going to
confirm or deny it. But
yeah, Drew Barrymore sold me on it.
Okay,
so.
Seriously, though. I was like, her lashes are crazy.
I know. Oh, my gosh. I need that.
Oh, man. Anyway. Okay, so.
Anyway.
How did we end on mascara from that? Anyway, know. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
It's fine. It's fine.
We got there somehow.
It actually ended on kind of an up. So I'm going to bring it back down.
Oh, perfect. Love.
Okay. Guys, Blake Lively is a mean girl.
I don't get I all don't of this.
Know.
Explain
I
this
know.
To me.
Okay, I'm not. I scroll past the videos because I don't want to see because I don't want to like give into it.
Let me ruin your day. Explain this to me. I've been talking.
I feel like this is a controversy. Last I heard, okay, last I heard was that Jason was Baldoni was the bad guy, and no one was like taking pictures with him at the premiere. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like everyone is avoiding him, and then that all of a sudden everyone's hating on Blake Lively, and I don't know why I missed
Let
something.
Let me bridge the gap for you.
Thank you.
Okay. No. You know, wait, I'm not very good with names, so you're going to have to fill in for me. The guy that you just said, what was his name again?
Jason Baldoni.
But thank I think you. His name is Justin.
Justin. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Thank you so much.
So you're you know not what? Good with names either.
When I first said Jason, I was like, is that right?
I could tell that in my head. I was like, I was sifting through the J names, and I'm like,
how did I get the complicated last name and not the basic first name?
Like, I don't even know his last name.
It's fine. It's fine. Anyways,
Justin.
Okay. Justin.
Anyway,
Justin.
The J man. He was the director, and he's the main like lead male actor in this. Yes. Okay. So his intentions are extremely pure, and he has been working on this movie, from my knowledge, for over 2 years and asking lovers of the books, what do you want to see? What don't you want to see? Like, how can I make this film, you know, as closely as I can? And also, how can I bring awareness to domestic violence? And how basically, how can I do this book justice? Okay, so that's where he's coming from. However, okay. Blake Lively started to really interfere with him and no, I want to be in charge of this. I want to be in charge of this. So one of the things that Blake is in charge of is the like costume design. So like all the outfits and stuff, which I haven't read the books personally because everyone was into them and I didn't want to read them. You know how I am. But they were saying, we feel like the outfits just don't really represent who Lily is in the book. Like, it's just too not next girl vibes and more of like
quirky
gossip girl XOX on a spring brunch day type of thing. So she had a really heavy hand in a lot of things that she really had no business dealing with when you hire people for that specifically. That is their job and that's what they're good at. Another big source of contention is that she was kind of trying to step in and direct. She was a producer on the film, so I think she felt like she was owed a right to like, no, I should have some say in this. And I think she got Ryan Reynolds involved, her husband, and they kind of started taking over and doing things. And so there was this big fight within, I think it's just more of like this grappling with like how each scene needs to be done, what scenes need to be included, what – like Blake wanted to include that Justin was like, that's not what we're working towards. That's not the goal of this. And so there was just a lot of like, hey, Blake, know your role, know that you are an actress in this and that let the professionals in that realm of art and film do their thing. But she was just trying to take over a little bit too much. In all of that, it's been coming to light on almost every single project she's worked on, there has been like a blind item out about how people aren't getting along with her or past co-stars don't follow her on Instagram anymore. So Blake is a mean girl. And
I hate that.
There was an interview that I watched that was her being extremely rude to the interviewee. And completely ignored her and sat in the interview for 15 minutes with her co-star and literally never spoke to the interviewer again. The interviewer said to her, I love your little bump. Blake Lively was 8 months pregnant at the time of the interview. And she goes, I like your little bump.
Wait, get out.
Blake responded with that. And
my jaw's on the floor.
Then she was like, That's so like, how do you respond? That's weird.
Yeah.
And then she asked the question, like, how did this, I can't remember what the film was, but the fashion in it was like a, was a big thing. And so she was like, so tell me how you like loved the fashion and all this. And then Blake's like, would you ask that question to a man?
Okay. It was a little bit of it was, pick me.
I actually remember seeing something about this because that was during like all of the, it was like when I don't know what it's called. I'm messing
Me too.
It was like kind of Me Too-esque era. Mm. Yeah. Which like that, this is not me saying anything bad about the Me Too era, but it was like when that was coming to light and like all of the things about asking women in interviews, like, where are your kids? Like, would you ask would you ask him that? You know, it was when that was kind of starting to get called out. So yes, I do remember that.
So, the interviewee was just devastated by the interview and never posted it until recently. Before all the scandal came out, she's like, you know what? I'm going to post it. Mm-hmm. And it's gotten a lot of traction and a lot of people are backing her and supporting her and say, hey, you did a really good job. Like, you handled that with such professionalism. Mm-hmm. Because literally Blake and her co-star just started ignoring her and they just started talking and ran over the interview and she's just sitting there.
That's like, so weird.
It is so sad, you guys.
That makes me sad because she doesn't give that energy. Like, from the outside, obviously I don't know her or really what all I see is her at Taylor Swift concerts and the movies. You know what I mean? It's not like... Yeah. So that makes me sad that like all that's coming out.
Part of me, and this is the devil's advocate, and I feel weird. I was thinking about this even before the interview topic came up, but I'm trying to think of it in light of like, okay, if she was a man, would I feel this like ugh about it? You know what I mean? Like if it was like one of Justin's like male coworkers being like, hey, let's do this, blah blah blah, would I think that it is just as icky? And I think I would.
I would feel icky about it. I think anyone who oversteps and doesn't let the people who are in charge of something be in charge.
Yeah.
It's like
she was a producer though, and like producers have a job.
I mean, producers' job is to give money so that things can get done, you know?
Yeah.
And like
so she really played the director. I also did hear
this was icky. I did hear that, which I don't remember my source for this, but there was something about with the final cut of the film that she didn't like.
Yeah.
And she had like Ryan was doing like Deadpool. Mm-hmm. Ryan. Like
Ryan. Yeah. Casual. Okay. We're on a first name basis. Okay.
Ryan, my guy, Rye, was doing Deadpool. And so they had like one of those editors do a final cut.
Yes, that is true.
And brought that to Justin, I guess.
I think there's technically two separate films out there.
I want to see both. That's how we settle this. Let's watch both and see which one is actually
better.
Let the people decide.
Yeah. But I don't the final cut, even like for Justin, like the film that you see now, I don't even think that's truly what he completely wanted even. So there might even be like, well, then three films in that sense. Yeah.
I do want to know why no one else, like why did like Colleen Hoover not have any pictures with him? Why? You know what I mean? Like it seems like it's him versus the cast.
Totally.
And I want to know why.
The thing is, he's never said anything negative about Blake in all of this. Yeah. And everything that comes out is really more of like Blake and Ryan kind of like saying what the narrative is rather than rather than like Justin saying like, yeah, this was a horrible work environment or like he's never said anything bad. So I think, you know, when you're dealing with someone like Blake Lively and a Ryan Reynolds, like you don't want to get on their bad side. Like,
no.
Yeah. Like Blake is also like a nepo baby. I don't know if you know that.
Oh, and who are her parents?
Oh, again, names couldn't tell you, but, really high up
Kiki
in
research
the film industry and and so she's not of the same world that you and I reside in, you know. She's in nepo land.
Well, and I want to preface this with preface after we've already said all of
these
things.
Preface
I want to preface
just
let's
like
post
unlist to everything that you've unlist to everything you just listened to and now preface
we are recording this a little bit before we release it. So if by the time we release it, it comes out that she's innocent, Blake, I'm sorry. In case you listen to our podcast.
Yeah. Okay, so she does have a actor mom. Ooh. Ernie Lively, I don't know, but she was in Sandman.
Oh, okay.
I don't even know what Mr. that Sandman. Is, but Ernie hey, and Elaine.
I think that's a scary movie.
Oh, really?
Sandman, I think so.
Yeah, I don't even know that name. But you know what I will say too about Justin is because I'm a Justin stan through and through. I've loved Jane the Virgin. That's where I knew him first. And he just, I mean, obviously as an actor, insane, but also he has a podcast and he really just like, it's called Man Up or something, or Becoming More Masculine. I don't know. But it's like he brings like men on his podcast and they talk about like real like insecurities and struggles like within like males. And so I think he's built up this image in a way too of being like a very just like honest, real guy that isn't afraid to like have hard conversations and have really deep conversations where the world is like, be masculine and this is what it means. Mm-hmm. And Justin's like, actually what I think it means to be masculine is, in this world is X, Y, and Z. And he like lays it out in a different way. So he's just a very strong, secure, deep intellectual man. And so that's like what I've seen of him and I've listened to it. I think it's called Man Enough. Anyways,
it has
so I feel like
different
two
names potentially.
Potentially,
just go search TBD. All three.
Just go look it up. But I could also see him not wanting to get too much into it because, like, that's kind of his image. Yeah.
I think one of the biggest bones that I would have to pick with Blake in all of this, and this is whether all of this mean girl stuff is not real or not, she didn't ever talk about domestic violence in any of her interviews or talk about like, hey, this is a really good film, like I hope this helps you maybe get out of this situation, or here's some really good resources. That was never really on the forefront of her interviews or her mind, and Justin's was. He had a link for domestic violence survivors or currently in that situation, like where you can reach out to for help. And
wow,
and I think for Blake it was more of, she in an interview said, girls, wear your florals to this movie.
Oh, interesting.
And just kind of like skipping over the hard part of this film. So
yeah, I don't love that. It's just like an advertisement for her like hair products.
Yeah, for her, which is not doing very well.
Yeah, hence because of all this. Yeah,
yeah. And also I think people are saying it doesn't work and it like makes your hair fall.
LOL.
Monet part two.
Seriously. Well, I mean, that is what you get when you have a movie coming out with a very touchy subject. You kind of have to do it right. You know what I mean? 100%. You can't just be like, this is a fun, feel-good movie. If it's like, I don't know anything. I didn't read and it ends with that. I knew the domestic violence part just because of like what I've seen like clips of online. But I feel like you have to be very like delicate in like portraying that and saying, this is actually what it's about. It's, you know, it's a really good movie. This is like Colleen Hoover that she explains blah, blah, blah. And maybe like the reasoning why she even wrote it. Like, I don't know what Colleen Hoover's situation has been in the past, but I think she could have gone down that route. So that does make me sad that she didn't. Because obviously Justin, if he's just like being upfront about it, that's how you do it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not like sugarcoating a very dark situation. So,
yeah.
But, well, that's a bummer.
Yeah, it is a bummer. And I don't know. For whatever reason in my mind, Blake Lively's just had this like Golden Girl persona.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's just like from Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants and we're just like into that situation still. I don't know. But there's just been some not so great things coming out about it. And
dang. If you have thoughts, email us at itsbeenforeverpod@gmail.com because we would love to know. Maybe you have some more details out there than we do. Maybe you're on the same wavelength. So give us your thoughts. We'd love to read them.
Okay. I have two topics that I want to talk to you guys about, and they're both pretty lighthearted. So one of them is really just me complaining.
Let's hear.
Here's my complaint. I talked to Bryce about it, and he did not give me the answers that I wanted to hear. So I'm going to bring it to you guys.
Okay.
So when we do time capsules, we put them out so far in the future. I know it's for future people, but they don't care about the stuff that we put in there. So why can't we make time capsules like less time so that we can all open our own time capsules and remember what we put in there.
That's actually
well, that's like Noah and I's Unity box thing that we did. Is like a time capsule. We put a bunch of stuff in there from when we were dating.
Uh-huh.
Like mementos from our life prior to being married. And then we have planned to open it. Well, we said like 20 years, and we said 10 years, and we said 20 years, and we said 5 years, and we said 10 years. So we'll see when we actually open it. But at some point.
Yeah. Because this was all sparked because I went to a park recently and there was a time capsule buried there. And it said to be opened in the year. That was just absurd. And I was like, okay, no one cares. From that time period. Secondly, technology is probably going to be so advanced at that point. They're going to look at this and be like, what is this? And I think third of all, I want to remember what I put in there. And I think that's more important to me than...
That's a good point.
Than anything else.
More important to me for me to enjoy it. And I'm not going to enjoy it until I open it. So I don't give a crap about...
So my time capsule is going to be 6 weeks.
At that point, when I told it to Bryce, it didn't really like hit as well as it is with you guys. Because he was like, well, that's the whole point. And I was like, I don't care. I want to know what's inside. But
I also agree with the like time frame, because there are some things that could be timeless. It's just hard to find those things because a lot of it is like this memory, this memento. And then when you're 80 and you have dementia and you're not going to remember, what does this note even say? It's not going to be helpful. But maybe you need like to play with the senses. Like you need a smell to take you back.
Let me leave a diffuser in there with some
let me put some summer. Put some Lysol and Summer's Eve in that box. No, but you know what? Do you ever feel like smells take you back to like a certain time?
Totally. Oh yeah, I mean, definitely.
Like I don't think I can ever remember walking into Hollister for the first time, being like, oh my gosh, that smell is Hollister, or like in Bath and Body Works, like a sweet pea or something.
I haven't thought about that in forever.
A sweet pea. I know, I just unlocked core alcohol. Memory
Chinese cherry blossom.
Japanese.
No, guys, I'm cutting that. I am literally cutting that because
no,
I'm
no you can fine. You can that's
it's
so
fine.
Good
fine.
Wrong country.
It's okay to make a mistake.
Oh my gosh. Please, we got the perfectionist over here. That is a really funny though concept. Time capsules. I don't have one. Do I need
one? I would never do one because I don't think I could wait for something that and I would.
But yet you could wait to find out the gender of your baby.
Yeah.
Well, here's something.
I could
scrapbooks time capsules in a way.
Ooh. What are you because, starting here?
Because no, I'm just saying, if time capsule, like, say in a year from now, and you're keeping documentation of Mira, like every month, whatever. Okay. This is what she likes. This is like her growth in
I'm
a year
way
from
behind
now.
Already, because I haven't even started.
Well, not that you have to, but I'm just saying as an example. Like, and then you get to the 1 year, and you're like, oh, you like look back, and then in 5 years, you're like, oh yeah, like is it technically a time capsule?
Kind of. It is a little
kind
bit.
Kind of. Yeah. I guess.
Just saying.
I mean, I didn't bury it though.
Oh
yeah,
that's what I think of when I think of a time capsule, in like a very like hard box that you have to like get like a sledgehammer to open it up. That's what the movies say.
Have you guys watched Parks and Rec?
No.
Dang,
but okay, please still
but say it for all our it. Parks and Wreckers.
We need to put Twilight in the time capsule.
So
there's a whole episode about this dad who tries to put the Twilight series in the time capsule that they're going.
That's actually amazing. I would do that as well.
And good. Then they have this whole like public forum to talk about like what should go in, and so that they say like, now remember, this is a government entity, so there can't be anything religious in here. And someone stands up and says, I think we should put the Bible in there.
I think I would actually like Parks and Rec.
I know,
I haven't ever started it.
I watched it before The Office, and I liked it more than The Office because they say it depends on which one you watch first.
You're kind of talking to two bad people though when it comes to
that. I know.
Situation.
Well, and I love The Office too, but Parks and Rec, if you like The Office, you'll like Parks and Rec. It's very good.
Parks and Rec, I would recommend. So cheers.
Yeah. I would Parks and recommend
funny.
It.
Parks and recommend it. Done. Okay. Well, we need to do another episode in this season of, you know, watching a movie or watching a show and reporting back.
A whole series
so,
of Parks and Rec.
Well, maybe not a series, that's but fine. What if we did like I'll do it episode again. 1 to 3 or something? I've
done it 7 times. So, okay, season 1, you have to push through though.
Oh, uh-huh.
It's kind of one of those.
It's like
I think that's why I've never finished it because I've started season 1.
Well, listen, it has like 5 episodes in the first season. Like it was one of those where it was like they gave them the show and they were like, okay, we'll test it with like 5 episodes. And then it got good, you know. Mm-hmm. But the first 5 episodes just are kind of push on.
Okay.
You know what that has the same like energy level as is when a girl shows you like a photo of a guy and she's like, he's so cute, or like he's better looking in person.
Yes. You can you like, can never find a good picture.
I feel like we had a few of those with you, Mare.
Yep. It's fine.
I'm crying. But then honestly, sometimes it is like true. You're like, yeah. Like, he actually is. Yeah.
Yep.
But most of the time that line is a lie.
Most of the time. Just... It's like when you have to preface and you're like, okay, well.
Okay, like the lighting is a little off in this picture and like he looks bad, but like he actually really looks good.
What it really means is he's ugly without his personality.
That's so true.
Honestly, it's like, actually, I need to show you a video of him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know?
Like, you need to know what kind of like vibe
his
has.
Swagger looks like. Yeah, totally. Yep.
Swagger.
Oh my gosh.
What? Yeah. Or like charisma, like his, you know.
Yeah.
His essence. Riz. His rage.
His aura. His aura.
His aura.
Okay,
maybe
guys.
He's spiritually. Okay.
We've moved on to topic number 6, so we're about to hit them all.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
I know. Can you believe it? This has been
wow.
No.
It's actually been kind of fun.
It's,
I'm not
it's honestly
lie.
Been all over so the place fun. In the best way. Oh. Like the whole episode is ramrod, but like in the best way.
This episode
oh
is
Oh my gosh, yeah. This episode is ramrod. Okay.
Our episode is ramrod.
Okay, last thing. I need everyone's full attention.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to get ready for Mare Brings on the Mood. I didn't prepare for it. So I am going to need like 5 minutes after this to prep for Mare Brings on the
Mood. That's actually fine. Right. That's fine.
Okay. Okay, final thing. I was watching TikTok because apparently that's all I do with my life. I promise it's not, but I was watching a video of a college that claps for people when they drop their cups and cutlery. And I remember we did that.
I think every college did. Yeah.
I feel like it's a very like college age.
Yeah.
Thing
okay. Or at least
do.
Like small college.
Small
for
colleges.
Sure.
That's. Yeah.
And then I also just want to talk about like how wild that is. Like I remember there was a little tiny freshman who dropped his entire thing.
Like his entire like plate full of food.
And then we all went, yeah. Good for you.
It was honestly traumatizing.
Yeah.
Like that's
I would have
like,
I would have fainted.
It's light hazing.
How did we start this tradition? Yeah. Why and I don't know. I guess I just
well,
wanted to.
It's one of those things. We're already looking. We're all looking at you. Let's just.
We might as well give you more attention. Yeah.
It's either we're going to clap or we boo. And that's way meaner. So
honestly would rather that than like awkward silence. Like where everybody's like, like, do we help? Do we not? I would rather just like make it a thing and move on so that it's like, you know, that I know that we know.
Yeah.
But I honestly remember it specifically. Not for like people dropping plates and stuff, but granted, maybe that didn't happen that often. But like for cups, it was like that one plastic cup sound when it hit that floor. It's like ringing in my ear right now.
It kind of cracks and it somehow bounces more than like a bouncy ball.
Bro, I'm like, like 5 minutes in and it's still like.
Well, and I think we would wait to clap until the very last ding, 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 ding. So they probably extra long.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's funny.
Really funny.
Do you remember when we used to cut people? I'm just remembering this too. Yeah, stack all your cups on top of somebody
else's. I think
else's
that was
actually I was thinking about
exclusively
that.
Exclusively
yeah.
at Northwestern.
Maybe
wasn't
that.
It?
Yeah, maybe I couldn't remember, but you would just keep stacking your cups, and then someone, whoever got cupped last, had to take back the whole stack of
the
cups.
Whole thing of cups.
I remember once I saw someone get so long. There was like a conveyor belt at Northwestern went that took the dishes into the kitchen, and they had to like lay it. On its side and like feed it into the conveyor belt before
okay, that's
they even
actually,
laid it down
that's
because
actually,
it was so
hilarious.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
That's hilarious.
That is funny. That is a good
So
memory.
Just like if you're like, wait, what are you guys talking about? Small college.
Things. Honestly, start it at your own college, at your own workplace.
Yeah, just start
make it a thing.
The workplace,
somebody messes up, just
Yeah.
Give them your all.
Give them the old standing ovation.
Honestly, sometimes I feel like it's like a classical conditioning thing because I like want to every once in a while.
Do you really?
Like, do something like that. Yeah. Oh. And it's like only in certain environments or like, I mean, we're sorry at the bar, but like if I go somewhere and like going out and like someone does like, and it's like, but now it's more of like a jokey, like flirty thing than like,
oh,
you're dumb. I don't know. Maybe that's just a me thing. Maybe I try to just be like,
we had and
see how they handle
a
that.
Parent meeting the other day for the volleyball team where I coach. And one of the dads dropped his water bottle.
Oh no. Was it like one of those like tin
so
ones?
Loud, you guys, it was so loud. And my sister's the head coach and I'm the JV coach. And Cammy goes, party foul.
I so actually funny. Love that. That's good.
And I think people party were like, foul. Oh, how do we respond? I thought it was funny. I laughed, but anyway.
It was like the two of you cracking up in the corner. Everyone else is like, what? I know.
Okay, you guys, so I've seen this, and you've probably seen this too on like Reels or TikTok or whatever. Shakespeare or Swift?
Oh, I have seen that.
Oh, I love this. Yeah,
we're gonna play. Okay. Okay, so I'm going to say a quote, and you have to say if it's Shakespeare or if it's Taylor Swift, okay?
This will be funny because I don't think Casey
knows the Taylor Swift lyrics. And I want to not ever guess that it's Shakespeare when it's Taylor
Honestly,
Swift.
Like, I should be I'm
like,
saying
I'm already
it.
Mad. I'm already mad that I get one wrong.
Honestly, some of these are hard. I would get them wrong too.
I know.
I
was going to say, like, Mare, since you're a fan. Okay. Like, yeah. Anyway, but
be honest with what you think. Don't think like, well, okay. Is she trying to trick
me? No, I'm gonna
like,
answer the same way that I do when we play these kinds of games, and Kira will be like sitting there thinking for 10 minutes. So
I will. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Starting off.
I'm ready.
You're perfect for me. Why aren't you here tonight?
Taylor Swift.
I'm gonna go Shakespeare. I've never heard that lyric.
It's Taylor Swift, just from Hey Steven.
Oh.
Yes.
Hey, Steven.
Oh, wait, that's a cute one. Okay, that was good.
All right, kay. Casey one, Q zero.
Ha!
Shut it. I don't need that energy.
I do.
You're supposed to be building me up.
Are you ready?
Pump me up. Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, number two. Say a solemn prayer. Place a poppy in my hair. There's no morning glory. It was war. It wasn't fair.
Taylor Swift.
That's like a hard one. The in the hair part makes me think Taylor Swift, so I'm gonna go Taylor as well.
It's Taylor Swift. It's from the Great War.
Yes,
the Great War.
Two
okay.
No, baby.
Okay, but I'm two on the board.
One. 2-1. Yeah, 2-1.
So shut it.
If music be the food of love, play on.
Shakespeare.
Shakespeare. That one I feel like is one of his.
Yeah, I read about that one in high school.
Yep.
Next.
Thank you.
In Iowa Next. School.
Iowa School, we read about Shakespeare.
I once was poison ivy, but now I'm your daisy.
Feels like Taylor Swift.
Okay, this is Casey probably the toughest one so far.
Okay.
I'm thinking in the era of Shakespeare, like, were there daisies just chilling around? I know there's always been poison ivy. And are poison ivy plants by daisies?
What was the origination of daisies?
What's the origin?
Can you use it in a sentence?
Can you read it one more time?
I once was poison ivy, but now I'm your daisy.
Shakespeare. I hate myself. I hate myself.
Kiara, what do you think?
I know. Well, I did say I said Taylor Swift.
Oh, you said Taylor Swift.
I did.
What is it?
And now I'm scared that I'm not right.
Daisy!
Don't play me. 2-2. I felt like there was too many Taylor Swifts in a row, and I got scared. It was like,
that's what I said. You just got to guess.
Over and over.
Yeah.
I'm so glad. Thank you, Lord, for being on my side.
All right. Here's another. Such as we are made of, such we be.
Shakespeare. I'm feeling pretty Shakespeare. Is it Taylor Swift? Cut my arm off.
It's Shakespeare. It's Shakespeare.
Thank goodness. Good.
I just want to psych you out.
I'm currently kneeling, one knee on the ground, one leg on the chair.
Because of your broken
really
chair.
Broken.
Not because of a broken chair.
I'll take a picture of the broken chair so you guys can see what it looks like after this. Okay.
Yes, please.
Okay. Ready?
Ready.
Love all, trust few, do wrong to none.
Shakespeare.
How funny would it be if it's Taylor? Wait, what is it? Say it again.
Love all, trust few,
no!
do wrong to none.
I don't know. Just tell me the answer, Kiara. Answer.
No, you have to guess.
I know.
Answer.
I'm just.
Answer
I know.
So we can move on.
Okay, hold. I am. For the sake of this, I'm gonna say Taylor Swift. Just to.
What did you say, Case?
She said Shakespeare. That's why I'm just being the opposite.
It is Shakespeare.
Ah, thank the Lord.
Dang it.
Dang it.
I just wanted. So I wanted to be different.
3-2. Is that what it is?
4.
4-2.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think 4-2.
Okay. No legacy is so rich as honesty.
Oh.
No legacy is so rich as honesty. I'm trying to think, like, could Taylor ruin those words or?
So
I'm
going to
go Taylor. I don't know what that
I'm
would
gonna
be.
I'm
going
to say
from,
Shakespeare.
But...
Initially, my heart said Shakespeare, and I have to go with it, even though it's probably Taylor Swift.
It is Shakespeare.
Yes!
Oh, man.
5-2.
You're listening to your gut.
Okay. Take the words for what they are, a dwindling mercurial high.
Taylor.
Yeah. I think it's Taylor.
It's from Illicit Affairs. Good job, guys.
That
3-6.
Feels like an Illicit Affairs kind of lyric. I don't know what I'm saying.
I was like, what?
I don't know. Don't even listen.
It feels like an Illicit Affairs.
It's pretty Illicit Affair-y.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you understand now why they lost their minds and fought the wars.
Taylor Swift. I don't know.
The immediate. I don't know.
Oh, I'm still gonna go.
When she answers quick, she's like, "Mama."
She's like, "Wait."
Immediate like second guessing.
Wait, can you read it again? Because I forgot.
Yes. And you understand now why they lost their minds and fought the wars.
Shakespeare, because she said Taylor Swift.
Thank you for being
it's Taylor Swift.
Woo! That's right. I did know that one. I was trying to psych you out.
From You Are in Love.
No, you didn't.
I did, actually. She's talked about the war a lot.
The Great War.
The war.
She loves Memorial Day.
She knows the difference between Memorial Day and Labor Day.
Taylor Swift's a Memorial Day queen.
You might be Taylor Swift if.
Okay.
Oh.
And therein lies the issue. Friends don't try to trick you.
Taylor.
Yeah, that feels very Taylor.
It is.
I feel like Shakespeare would have had a hat.
This is why
or that one
this
there.
Is why we can't have nice things.
This is why we can't have nice things.
It is not the stars to hold our destiny. Oh, sorry. I messed it up. It is not in the stars to hold our destiny, but in ourselves.
Shakespeare.
It is not in the stars to hold our destiny.
I mean, there's no rhyming in that, so I'm going to go with Shakespeare.
It is Shakespeare.
Yes.
I lost count of who's...
I'm winning. That's all that matters.
She is. How many more do we have?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Is that okay?
Plenty of time.
I think it's 7.
I'm down by 2.
Oh, whoa, what, really?
Yeah, I think.
I feel like maybe. That's not true.
Maybe 3. I lost count, too.
It's
either 2 or 3.
I think 4. So four I think it's 3.
3? 4
if
to 7?
If you're keeping track right now, thank you.
If you're listening, you're keeping track.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know there's many different ways that you can kill the one you love.
Taylor Swift.
Slowest way is never loving them enough.
Just to be different, I want to say Shakespeare, but I think it's Taylor Swift as well.
It is Taylor Swift. High infidelity.
See? Again, infidelity. Was that the last one? Or
the
that
war.
Was affairs. Never mind.
Illicit Affairs, yeah. Okay. And the old widow goes to the stone every day.
Shakespeare.
But I don't. I just sit here and wait, grieving for the living.
Yeah, Shakespeare.
Taylor Swift.
I hate myself. I really do.
For real?
The old widow goes to the stone every day, but I don't. I just sit here and wait, grieving for the living. Oh,
wait, what song is that?
Ivy. From Folklore.
Oh.
Okay, well, she basically stole it from Shakespeare, so.
Basically, no, geez.
I think okay. she actually. So pretty much Shakespeare was the OG.
Okay, we have three more.
Okay.
Okay, I'm winning 10 to 2.
Okay. We know. That's not right
it's
at all.
It's also incorrect.
It is. It is.
No.
We know what we are, but we know not what we may be.
We know we are. Can you read it again? Because that's all I heard when you first
Shakespeare.
Read. We know what we are, but we know not what we may be.
That's it feels really Shakespeare-y to me. And if it's not Shakespeare, I'm going to bite my toe off.
Okay, wait. So you say Shakespeare? Then I say Taylor Swift.
No, you said Shakespeare first.
I mean, I did. But if you are also agreeing, then I'm going to change it.
Why would you do that,
to
though?
Be different.
Okay.
Okay, well, it's Shakespeare. Yeah, here, you so you're done.
I'm already losing, yeah, so I mean, it doesn't even matter.
Okay, two left. Ready? Mm-hmm. He wanted a bride. I was making my own name.
Taylor Swift.
That one was easy. Yeah, Midnight Rain.
I didn't know that. I just guessed.
Okay. One more.
Okay.
Hell is empty and all the devils are here.
Holy crap. That's kind of terrifying.
Who's that morbid? I think Shakespeare is that morbid. Wait. I don't think Taylor's quite on that level. And if she is, then she's crazy.
Well, people say she sold her soul to him, so she'd know if the devils are here.
She would.
Ah! Wait, can you say it again?
Are you Googling it, Kira?
No.
What are you?
I'm going through my... I'm just, like, deleting photos because my phone charges.
What the heck, empty. Kira? Right now?
I'm sorry.
We're in the middle of something.
I'm sorry. I'm listening.
You I'm just said, can you repeat it again? I'm busy.
Well, I'm saying, can you repeat it again? Because I want to make sure that what I'm guessing is right.
No, it's because you didn't really hear it.
No, I'm a great multitasker.
No, you're not.
I'm deleting photos, okay?
Hell is empty and all the devils are here.
Hell is empty. You said Shakespeare. You already said it.
Maybe I'm
going to go Taylor Swift again because why not?
It's Shakespeare.
Yeah, let's.
Dang it.
Casey won by kind of a lot.
You take the cake, Case. Good job. You won fair and square. Congrats. You know Taylor Swift lyrics. And I'm going to put that on you.
Oh my gosh,
you
don't.
Casey, you're you such do. A Swiftie. You're actually a Swiftie. This is actually what this means, Casey. I let you win so that you can say that you're a Swiftie.
It's been really fun doing this podcast with you guys, but this is officially my last episode.
Oh, gosh.
Well, thanks guys for listening. This is really just a great time for us friends to get together and talk. And so if you like to listen, keep following along.
If you like having friends
we'll
that talk
more.
To each other, then this is a podcast for you.
I'm crying.
You can find us on social media. We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook. It's been forever.
Please actually follow us on Facebook or give us, I don't even know what you do. Do you follow our page? Is that the action? I don't even know.
Because I just
find us on there, please.
Someone else on there.
Okay.
And we're on TikTok also, but you can send us an email. It's been foreverpod@gmail.com. That's ITSBENFOREVEROPOD@gmail.com.
Wow.
Actually pretty impressive.
Thank you.
That was good. No, thanks for listening, guys, and making it all the way to the end. Mm-hmm. If you did, you're the real one. So thanks for giving us love and support. Yeah. And we'll be back next Wednesday.
Yep.
Bye, guys. Bye.
Bye. Bye.